Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Jeffers. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. Thank you for being here tonight. If this is your first time here, you might want to check out my webpage and get an idea of what's going on with me and with my show. I just ran in the door, so I have only half my voice, and I'm not sure how much of my brain. I have a friend who's in labor, about to have a baby, and I was with her, so I'm kind of in another world, and it was really beautiful, actually, being with her and seeing her. You know, when she'd get a contraction, we were walking, and she would be giggling, and it's just amazing to see this aura around her of, you know, some other world or something. So magical how we come into this life. It's not fun coming through that birth canal, but there is a lot of magic that surrounds the whole process. So I've just sort of been in that world for the past several hours. So now I'm going to be here with you. And if you're not familiar with my work, I am the author of two books based on this system. This system is based on the regular deck of playing cards, which isn't so regular. It seems that it was used in ancient times as a calendar for timekeeping and the observance of human the human journey, actually, each one of us. Each day of the year is associated with a card in the deck. Some cards have one day of the year. Some have as many as 12. And we have a birthday in that calendar. And according to our birthday, you know, we have a life path and a destiny in this system. And it's very revealing relative to our nature, which is so important to me. The four suits of the decks, powerful teachers, and they represent the four aspects of the human experience, emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual. Each one of those is covered by one of those four suits, the hearts, clubs, diamonds, and spades. And each one of us is born into a suit, so to speak, according to our birthday. If this is the first time you're hearing about this, you can go on my website and click on What's Your Card at the top right side of the page, or not way at the top, but you see it there. And you can look up your birthday. Now, that birth card, as we call it, determines a life path. And the life path determines our cycles of time from birth to death. And the influences that work with us, the influences that that develop and give us a way to express our character. Sorry, I'm really trying to get down here to earth and out of the birth realm. I'm having a hard time. And I'm thinking about this baby, this new baby that's coming into our tribe, you know. Because she's been teasing her mommy for a week now with false labor. And I want to see, you know, I look at the cards, and one of the things that's so amazing, and if you look on my website on the nav bar where it says cards, and you go to that page and scroll down, you'll see the life spread. I've put the life spread up there. And it shows us, you know, how we are in relationship with one another. And if you missed last week's show, I talked about relationships. and we had calls about relationships. And all of our relationships are clearly defined so perfectly in the life spread and the spirit spread. And then as we move through time and all those cards are shifting around, and all of this is already set as a matrix, because the card deck is a matrix of time, we see how our relationships change with one another. And we experience that all the time. It's so great to be able to look at a chart and go, ah, this is why, you know, I'm having this experience with you right now, whatever it may be. You know, I remember once this one of my business associates, he asked me to do a reading for his wife. And when I did the reading for her, they had a 5-year-old daughter at the time. And the daughter was always antagonizing her mother. And around everyone else, she'd be really sweet and wonderful. And then she would just, like, give her mother such a hard time all the time. Well, she was Mars to her mother. Her birth card was her mom's Mars card in her mom's life path. And, you know, that Mars is the god of war. Mars wants to challenge. You know, so I shared with her how to shift that energy and change it so that they could have fun together. Then whenever she'd feel that tension build, they needed to do something, play, be really physical, because Mars is a physical planet. And that's how, you know, all of our relationships are. And as we move through time and we're all moving around one another and changing positions and to enhance and deepen our perspective of who we are and what we're doing here and who everybody else is around us, our relationships are constantly changing and our perspective is constantly changing. And this system teaches us what all of that means. And what it is that's happening when it's going on. And that's why I'm teaching my online workshop, which started last Friday. And it's really exciting to just be with a group of people on the internet, you know, in our fabulous classroom, and start sharing the wisdom of these cards. Because they really want to talk to us. They want to reveal to us who we are and what our nature is. And we can't fully manifest or express ourselves until we understand our own nature. And the composite of our inner world and our outer world together is what creates that. And all of that is mapped out for us in this oracle in a really fun way. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to me, Sharon Jeffers. I am open to taking calls if anyone wants to call in. The numbers are there on the BBS site. I don't have them in front of me. And I most definitely welcome your calls. Last week, I had all the calls to be about relationships, and I'm really grateful, and I thank all of you who called in with your relationship questions, because it was very interesting. This week, everything is open. I want you to know, if you don't know this, if you have an iPhone or an iPod Touch, I have an iPhone app, Cards of Destiny. There's a link on my website to that, and it's in the iTunes store. And the app has a birthday wheel. You could put someone's birthday in there, and then the birth card comes up, and you can go and read about the spirit card. Our spirit card represents who we are. And that card brings us our challenges and our opportunities. Very important to understand this card. Because the challenges that we deal with within our own psyche are already defined for us. They're already defined. We came in perfectly packaged. You know, add water and stir. To experience your karma in this lifetime. It's pretty exciting, actually. And people always ask me, well, you know, what about free will? And we totally have free will. And we have a destiny. And when we choose to align with our destiny by way of our true nature, then our free will is engaged with the path that we've been set on to live. We have a path. Each one of us has our own path. And, you know, we walk side by side, we cross each other's paths, our paths separate, they come back together. It's really quite fascinating when we let go, when we really give ourselves permission to just be free. Be free in a way that we trust. And we open ourselves to what life is offering us moment by moment. I saw this really sweet video this morning on the news. A woman, I think it was in Virginia, a 70-year-old woman, had a stroke, and she was trying to dial a friend of hers number on the phone, and she dialed the wrong number, and it was a young girl's cell phone. And when the girl saw the area code, she thought, well, it must be somebody I know. They're just, because it was her same area code, they're just using someone else's phone because no name was showing up. So she answered the phone, and at first she thought it was a prank call, but she really paid attention to what the woman was saying to her. And she realized that the woman was in need of help. So her girlfriend was there with her, and she asked her to call 911 while she kept this woman on the phone. Really sweet story. And so they got help to her, and the paramedics actually had to break the woman's door down. She couldn't answer the door. And they interviewed this young girl on the news, and they asked her, what did you learn from this experience, which I thought was so great. And she said to pay attention, you know, that, and I'm paraphrasing now, these weren't her exact words, but she did say to pay attention because you never know what's really going on. And if you're not paying attention, then you might not respond. And it's so easy for us to get into our momentum and our agendas and the things we have to do and overlook moment by moment what might be presenting itself to us as an opportunity to experience something greater. That girl got to meet that woman, and it was really beautiful for her in a lot of different ways. And, you know, every day I post the card of the day. I post it on Facebook. I have a fan page, if you're on Facebook, Cards of Destiny. I post it on my website, and I also have a free email list that I send it out to. And I do this because this is my way of giving to life, one of the ways. And I understand that time has intention. And, you know, all indigenous tribes, old ancient tribes, all understood that time has intention. And today, the intention of time had to do with refinement, the refinement of our thinking, the refinement of our whole entire mental realm, our beliefs, our ideas, our plans, our thoughts, the conversations that we have with each other, the way thoughts that we have that don't serve us, just refining. That's what this day was all about, stepping into a more powerful perspective with our minds. So I hope everyone had some sort of wonderful experience in that direction. Okay, Vicki, I have you on the line. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, thank you for calling.
Well, thank you for taking the call.
Mm-hmm. And you are in Kansas City.
Yes, ma'am.
We had a tornado here last night, which is unusual for us.
Where are you at?
North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
So are you familiar with these cards in the way that I speak of them?
Are you using the Destiny cards?
That is what they are called, yes.
Okay, yes, I am.
So you know that your birthday, July 7th, is the 8 of Diamonds, right?
July 17th.
Oh, July 17th. Okay, good. Thank mm-hmm. you for that correction.
Yeah, should be the Jack of Clubs.
Well, that would have been a very different reading.
Yes, it would have been.
So, your planetary ruling card is the Four of Diamonds. You may have been told otherwise, but it is the Four of Diamonds. And if you explore that, you'll probably realize that that's pretty accurate.
Okay.
Are you?
I had always thought it was this.
The Queen of Spades?
Yes, I had always thought that's what it was.
No, it's the Four of Diamonds.
Okay, great.
I'm reading the same oracle. I'm not using that interpretation of it.
Okay.
So I want you to explore looking at the Four of Diamonds relative to how you move through the world and how you show up. Because that's what
okay.
that card represents, okay?
All right, I will do that.
Are you 61 years old?
Yes.
Okay. So what can I do for you, darling? Do you have a question?
Yes, I would like to know how financially I am going to do in the next, say, 30 to 60 days.
30 to 60 days. Okay, that's a good, precise question. Okay, let me look at where you are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're about to go into Uranus on the 4th. So we have 7 52-day cycles in the cards each year. Our years are birthday to birthday.
Right.
And I'm sharing that with everyone who's listening. I like to keep things somewhat global if I can. Okay, let me look at what's going on here with you. Look at the Jack of Clubs. Well, you've been learning a lot about forgiveness or something here going on this year since your last birthday. You are sitting in a Three of Hearts house. Okay. Well, let me tell you something. You have some great cards for finances coming up in the next 30 to 60 days. And you also have a lot of support from other people if you ask for it.
Okay.
So I can look also at your 3-month cycle. Your yearly spread looks really, really good. And this particularly starts on the 4th of April, which is just around the corner. Let me look at your 3-month cycle and see what's going on there. 64, 7, 17, 54. Okay, you also shift into a new cycle, 3-month cycle on the 17th of April. So I'm going to look at those two cycles and see how they look. The one you're just ending, because you have a little more time here. So I'm looking for your Jack of Clubs. Oh, well, that's nice. Strong influences of the Eight of Spades right now. Well, it looks like there's been some money going out in this past 3-month cycle. Let's look and see what's going on with the next one. Ooh, well, this is very nice. Listen, once this 3-month cycle starts on the 17th, you have really powerful cards, especially relative to business. Do you own your own business?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You've got some really powerful influences coming up here. Are you selling something? Are you selling your business?
Well, I haven't planned on it. It's a siding and window company.
Uh-huh. Well, it looks like things might go to another level. I mean, finances look like they pick up beginning after the beginning of April, and most definitely when you hit the middle of April, things start moving.
Sounds good.
Have you been thinking about incorporating something new or bringing about some sort of change?
Well, I have thought about going back into the insurance industry.
Uh-huh. Doing that on the side, or?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And I'm currently also selling advertising for a magazine.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, the last 3-month cycle that you've been in, and that cycle began on the 16th of January. I'm not going to look back further than that, but, you know, I do see it looks like more money going out than coming in. You had some very challenging cards during that cycle. And that is shifting on, you know, on the 17th of April.
Okay.
So, it looks like things could turn around for you.
That would be great.
Yeah. Okay.
Sounds great.
Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you so much for taking the call. Have a nice
evening. You're there. Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye. Sometimes we have challenging influences that show up. And I believe that those challenging influences are always there to drive us inward, to make us stop, you know, to be still and be more reflective and let go. It's so easy. Our world is moving so fast. And the momentum has picked up to the point of being ridiculous. I was back in L.A. a few times in February. And one day I was driving, and I realized why I left there because I just needed a break from this, the pace. The pace was going too fast, and I need a little break, so I moved to the woods in North Carolina. And now I'm listening to frogs and birds and crickets and, you know, breathing. And I just wanted to do that for a while. And I realized everybody, you know, was going so fast. And I thought, you know, people are probably either drinking, and I'm guilty of the same thing, so I'm not judging anybody here. Drinking caffeine, lattes, espresso, Red Bulls, whatever, all that stuff. Sometimes, you know, coffee with the Red Bull inside of it, you know, and then getting in the car. And the car is like an extension of the body. And there are times, and not that just there, I've even experienced it here, not like I experienced it there, but where it's like, whoa, you know, people are so not present. My son and I were driving home one night. It was like midnight, 1 o'clock or something. We're coming home from a party at a friend's house, and we were on the 101 freeway, and this Porsche went by us. It was a convertible, had two guys in it, and I was probably going 70, and that car went by us like I was parked on the side of the road. And when it went by, I just felt this chill go through my body like death. And a half mile up the road, there was a bend in the road so you couldn't see. That Porsche was crashed upside down. I'm sure those guys were dead, you know, and it just sent a chill through my body because you could feel it before it happened. And I'm somebody that believes that the timing of everything is as it should be, with people coming and going on the planet. And that's just my belief system. I don't expect anybody to join in with that, but you know, I feel like in general, we're all moving so fast that we're somewhat reckless. Okay, I have, I want you to know, if you want to email me, feel free to do that at starofthemagi@earthlink.net. This is an amazing evening for me, because usually I have phone calls back to back and I can't talk about anything because I feel guilty leaving people on hold. So this is very good. Okay, I have a question from Marsha. Marsha is in Ohio. Okay, and her birthday is 5/1/87. So I'm just going to figure this out really fast. She hasn't had her birthday yet. So, oh, she's 22 years old. And she is the 5 of spades. So Marsha has a question about her, I'm not going to say what that is. Okay, so I'm going to look at spread 22 and see what's going on for you, Marsha. Well, one of the things that's been happening this year is you've been learning to let go of some bad habits, and I see that's exactly why you asked me what you asked me, is about the struggle that you've been having with your addiction. You have the support right now. All you have to do is make a decision. That's all you have to do. You just have to clearly see what's true for you. My feeling is there's a story that you've been living by that really doesn't have to do with you, and this is relative to your father. And so realize that that was then and this is now, okay? All you have to do is make the decision, because you have the support right now of strength to change any patterns or habits. And when you have your next birthday, it's going to be a time of release and almost like a new life for you. So trust in that and work toward that and really give yourself permission to know that all of this has had its own purpose, and someday that will be very clear to you. And right now you do have the support you need to do exactly what you're expressing in this email. So go for it, because you can do it, and you will do it. You will do it, and you'll do it before your birthday. So that'll be a nice birthday present for yourself. Okay, Elaine. Oh, my God, Elaine, we have the same birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday almost.
Happy birthday almost to you, little Thank king you. Of diamonds.
Thank you.
So, wow, that's so cool.
Cool.
Yeah. You're in Kansas City, too.
I am in Kansas City, yes.
So you were born in 50. So what age are you going to be on your birthday?
I'll be 60 on my birthday.
Oh, see, simple math is so hard for me. Algebra, I used to baffle my teacher.
You know, my God.
Subtraction is like, what?
Yeah, it'll be the lucky 6-0, I think.
Lucky 6-0. Let's check it out. So do you have a specific question? You just want me to look and see what's coming?
I'd love for you to look and see what's coming, but my question is about work. Where is my next job?
Where is your next job? Wow, you have the Ace of Hearts. Tell me something. Are you married?
I'm widowed.
You're widowed. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Thank you. Thank you.
You have the Ace of Hearts sitting in your house for age 60.
What does that mean?
Well, the Ace of Hearts is a new beginning. It's a new relationship with yourself, first and foremost. It can be a new relationship with a love. This card can bring in anything wonderful and beautiful new into our life.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a very personal card. Brings love to us in many forms and beauty.
Okay.
So that's wonderful. And let's see, and then you've got the Nine of Clubs sitting in your house. So I can tell you this, that you know, wherever you think you're going, it's not where you're going. Things are going to be changing, and you're going to have opportunities to really let go and fine-tune your receptivity with life. Okay?
Okay. Okay. I'm not sure what that means.
This means you're going to be shifting in your awareness.
Okay.
And if things don't go the way you want them to go, you just step back and say, okay, so then you start talking to life. What is it that you have for me?
Okay.
What would you like for me?
Okay.
It's a very impersonal influence. So, you know, it wakes our consciousness up. We become more aware when that card shows up, as long as that's what we want to do. If we become stubborn, then it gets difficult.
Okay.
I see you having more than one job opportunity coming up, and there is going to be a shift in what you're doing. You're going to be doing something different And okay. That something different is going to bring you good fortune.
Ooh.
Something other, what have you been doing?
I was a nurse in my first life, a college teacher in my second, and I run a nonprofit for 11 years.
Hmm. So what do you want to do now?
I have no idea. I took a break and just said, okay, I'm getting off the wheel for a while, and I'm getting my house painted, and when that's over, I'm going to look for work, but I have no idea where it is.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to look for work, or do you want to create something? Go ahead, sorry.
Go ahead. I just really want to do something that just takes a lot of energy and effort.
Mm-hmm. Because you either have to run your own business or you need to be managing or running somebody else's.
Okay.
You're a king.
Okay.
Did you know this?
No.
Okay, let me tell you about this. You were born with a crown on your head, and it's one of the most powerful ones in the deck.
Oh, my goodness.
You're very perceptive. You're very quick. You're very smart. And you have the ability to, really do anything. I mean, it's a very powerful birthday, the 8th of April.
Okay.
One of the places that you really excel is being able to look at what is going on with other people or what other people's businesses are doing and how they could be functioning better.
Yes, yes.
You're familiar with that, right?
Yes, organizing, finding the fastest way to do things, yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And looking at something and seeing how it could be more efficient
mm-hmm.
or how it could go to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
For this reason, any kind of consulting or overseeing, managing would be a really, really good position for you.
Okay. Okay.
Really good. Now.
All right.
Yes, you do have some new kind of work coming in, and you're sitting in the three. You're probably going to have two opportunities, and you might find yourself trying to figure out which one that you actually want to take.
And is it soon or a long way away?
Oh, it's soon, right after your birthday, probably.
Okay.
Especially when you get, wow. Yes. You know, I feel you in an environment like that has to do with medicine or healing and children.
Okay.
That's what's coming up for me. It has been for a few minutes, so I was just
okay.
waiting to see if that stuck around or went away.
Okay.
And I feel like there's something there. It's either like a clinic for children that are terminally ill, or I feel that, is there a place like that where you live?
We have a children's hospital, yes.
Mm-hmm. I think you ought to explore what's going on there.
Okay.
And what may be available, because I feel like you're going to be around children, and I feel like there's a lot going on around health care for you. But from a place of you being in a position where you can really make a difference for the kids and mm-hmm. for the organization, whatever it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
anything else I should know?
You're going to want to be giving of yourself in a really big way this coming year. And when I say year, I mean birthday to birthday.
Okay.
Your heart, you're probably already feeling this, you know.
Yeah.
It's pretty powerful. I feel like part of it's almost like destiny is calling you. because of the impact that you're going to have personally, one-on-one with the people that you interact with.
Oh, my goodness.
It's really exciting. The more I sit with this, the more excited I get about it. I feel a lot of love and a lot of goodwill and good fortune and great satisfaction.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. It feels really, really, really good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I want to take one. Excuse me?
Happy birthday on the 8th.
Oh, my darling. Thank you so much. Happy birthday to you. I'll think of you on the 8th.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll think of you.
Yes, and let me know where you end up, okay?
Okay.
All right, Elaine. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Sharon. Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow, is there anybody else out there from Kansas City that wants to call in and talk to me? That's pretty cool. Two people back-to-back from Kansas City. This happens a lot, actually. Like, everyone will call from Connecticut, and then everyone will call from New York. It's really interesting. It's like little pods of energy exploding over the phone lines or something. That was so funny because just before her name popped up here, I felt somebody with my birthday was going to call, and then I saw her name and birthday on the screen. That was like a little birthday present for me. Another little king of diamonds. Exciting. So each year when we have our birthday, our cards change. And we get all new cards. We get a new hand dealt to us. And the energies can shift completely. I started feeling my new cards coming in about a week and a half ago. And the difference in the energy was just amazing. And this past year was a year of really pulling me inward. And now, you know, I feel like I'm exploding outward. Oh, someone's calling from Nova Scotia. Winston, hi.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Excellent, thank you. I love your show. Love it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling.
Oh, it's always always nice to get through. Just wondering if you...
Well, you're a king. What?
I'm just wondering if you see anything exciting for my year coming up.
Well, you're a king of diamonds, too.
Yes, and a king of hearts.
I know. Well, not according to me.
Oh, okay. All right.
According to me, you're a king of diamonds, four of spades.
Oh, okay.
But the king of hearts is always with you.
Okay.
Because he sits right behind you and supports you through your life forever.
Okay.
So let's see. What age are you right now?
I'm
41?
40. No, just 40.
40.
Yeah, I'll be 41 in July.
Yes. This is why I asked. Let me look and see what's going on.
Thank you.
Oh, you're in a year that's governed by Uranus, so a lot of change happens in those years.
Change is good.
Old patterns get broken up, so to make way for the future, a lot of that goes on. And you've been sitting in the Two of Clubs house, so you're really getting clear about how you want to communicate who you are, I would think, in this past year.
Yes, we have, yes.
Mm-hmm. So let me just look at where you are right now. 7-2. 6. You are in Uranus, and then you go into Neptune. Okay, so let's just see. Ooh. Okay, so one of the things that's going on, it looks like there's been some unexpected financial expenditures or something. seems like there's money going out. Is that true?
Yeah, it's revolving. It's coming in and it's going out.
Well, I'm glad it's coming in.
Yes, yes.
This is a time for you to be networking with people who are very powerful. Are you a teacher or leader of some sort? I feel like you have this presence that's very prominent for other people. Is that true?
Well, I'm a service tech for a heating company, but I've gone about as far as I can in that job.
And are you feeling like you want to do something new?
Yes, definitely.
Because I feel like this time that you're in right now, an opportunity could show up for you unexpectedly between now and the 11th of May.
Okay.
You want to be really aware. This could come through a man, that has some power or, you know, is in a position of authority in some way.
Okay.
So what's important for you to understand is you need to allow yourself to dream big, okay?
Ooh.
Don't put yourself in a box.
Okay.
And think that, you know, you can only have this much and not the whole thing, because you can really have the whole thing. Your perception right now could be really shifting. Do you do any kind of volunteer work?
No, I don't at the time.
Have you thought about that?
Yes, actually, we have. Myself and my wife have thought about doing some volunteer work.
This would be a really good time to start doing that.
Okay.
You know, it just somehow plug in that way to some sort of community organization or Habitat for Humanity, something where you're engaged with a group of people and you start interacting and networking with people. This is really, really important for you right now.
Okay.
Because in that process, you're going to start meeting people. I feel like this person is going to show up in your life.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Yes. And an opportunity for you to do something on your own may show up as well. So just be really open and receptive to that, because there's some kind of connection or partnership, communication that's going to take place that's going to open a door for you here.
I like that.
Yeah, I know. I would like that too. I mean, that's good news.
Yeah,
it's very good
much.
News. You have, you know, things are going to become much clearer after your birthday. You've got the Nine of Spades in Neptune with the King. This is not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Is your mom around? Is she still alive?
She is, yes.
Uh-huh. So there's a lot of transformation that's happening between now and your birthday. And after your birthday, you're going to feel that's when you're going to start some new sort of job, actually, because you're sitting in the Ace of Spades house.
Oh.
A lot of change comes then. And if you have... You know, you feel like you have to make up your mind between two things, just do both of them if you can.
Okay.
Remember that I said that, okay?
I will. I certainly will.
Just remember that I said that.
I certainly will.
That's after you.
Anything in there about a move?
Yes, after your birthday.
After the birthday.
Mm-hmm. You've got the Five of Hearts behind you, and you might experience some indecision around this.
Okay.
Are you already experiencing that?
Yes. Last year we sold our home, and we traveled around for the summer, and then I came back to my current job for the 8 months now. and are about 6 months now, and just wondering if you see a move to do something else. Yeah, I guess it's more about relocating and career change as well.
Mm-hmm. I see that coming with your next birthday.
Okay.
Big time.
Good.
Yeah, so good. It's sort of like hold on and let go at the same time. Because change is coming. It feels like it'll be a bit like a magic carpet ride.
I'll have to change my name to Aladdin.
There you go. That's a good idea. And then you just rub that little lamp.
Yeah. That's excellent. Thank you very much, Sharon.
You're very welcome, Winston. Thank you for calling.
So can I ask you one more question?
Uh-huh.
If I was to read more about the King of Diamonds, I would also look into the Four of Spades then. There's a second card?
Yes. Okay. Read about the Four of Spades. Have you been to my website?
Yes, I have, yes.
Okay. Because you can read about them there, too. I also have a couple of books on the subject that you might find interesting. And an iPhone app. So, yes, read about them. And read about your Three of Clubs spirit card, too.
Three of Clubs spirit card.
Uh-huh.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling.
Have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, Brooke, you're on for 1 minute.
Okay. I have a question. I'm a Three of Clubs, so I'm on your spirit card.
I love you
too. So I have a Queen of Spades in my Saturn period.
Huh? How old are you?
I'm 45.
45. Oh. That's a great year.
Yeah, the rebirth year.
Well, it's a year when you live your whole lifetime in 1 year. You get to see everything if you look. Okay, so you have the Queen of Spades in Saturn. Yes, what's your question?
What should
Saturn?
I be doing?
You should be focusing on your self-mastery. Mastery over your mind, which is a playground for the Three of Clubs.
It has been.
Yeah. No. Let me look at your other Saturn card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 of Clubs. So what are you doing with yourself? This is a time when you meditation, critical thinking, focusing, really getting very clear with yourself and what you are doing with your life. This whole year is about asking that question. What am I doing with my life?
Yeah.
And how can I be more masterful with myself? That Queen of Spades is such a powerful card. It's a powerful card of mastery. It's a powerful card of good fortune. It has unlimited reaches in the mental realm. You can go anywhere you want in the mental realm. And if you focus and direct that, it will serve you. You're a Leo. So your planetary ruling card is the Jack of Clubs. I know you've heard otherwise. But your planetary ruling card is the Jack of Clubs, your Uranus card. And, does that make sense to you?
It does.
Okay, good. So, you are so incredibly creative. And right now, with that Queen of Spades and Saturn, Saturn's a wonderful time to get serious. Especially when you got the Queen of Spades in your house. And then your 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Jack of Diamonds, and the Ace of Clubs. So are you encouraged from within? Do you feel the passion to begin something new right now?
I do.
We have about 30 seconds.
Okay, I'm doing this in the communications field. So,
perfect.
Yeah, basically, I've been doing social networking, and I like doing it.
Well, it's perfect because that queen lives in Uranus, which represents technology, and Mercury, which is communication. And you're in a Jupiter year, so, you know, think limitless. And
okay.
Go. I have to let you go now. I'm so sorry because you're my spirit card. I love 3 o'clock. What? How amazing all these calls have been tonight. But, you know, we'll talk again, I'm sure.
I'm sure we will.
If you're social networking, contact me on my Facebook page, Cards of Destiny.
I have.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
Well, go on there and make yourself known to me so I know who you are.
We're going to have coffee when you come to New York.
Okay.
All right, great.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, everybody. If you don't have my books, you might want to check them out. They're pretty cool, and they're beautiful, too. And my iPhone app, and anything else, feel free to contact me via email, or you can call me at 323-850-0812. I do personal readings. I'm on Facebook, Cards of Destiny, and that's my fan page, and many other things that I can't think of right now. So I wish you a very great week, and I do personal readings. That's what I was going to say. Have a great week, and I will talk to you here next week. And I want to thank Vicki and Elaine and Winston and Brooke all for calling in. I love talking with all of you. Okay, thank you. Bye.